Robin McLean is our guest on today's interview. And Robin, first off, tell us where you're from and what school you're at.
I currently live in Burlington County, New Jersey, and teach at Northern Burlington County Regional School District, where I teach 7th and 8th grade students.
With National Teach Ag Day just around the corner, of course, a lot of people getting the chance to learn about ag education, but you see it in another light of also teaching people how to just simply understand or to be aware of agriculture.
Yes, and you know, I was fortunate when I was younger. My grandfather was an agriculture teacher, and so as a child, he'd bring me to the county fairs with him to judge chickens and judge poultry, and so I was grown up aware of the importance of agriculture and agricultural education, even though I didn't come from a farm. However, today I feel there's a huge disconnect between the American consumer and their food, fiber, and fuel products. And so it's critical that we are preparing agricultural educators, that we are preparing, you know, students who are graduating from high school to be able to start to step in those roles of helping prepare and create an agriculturally literate consumer base.
Curious as to how big of a school you're at, and do you see some of these things in your classrooms?
Our incoming class has 406 students, and so essentially the two grades that I serve are a population of about 800 students just in the 7th and 8th grade alone. And one of the things I see is that they come from a diversity of backgrounds. Our district serves a military base. Our district also serves some housing communities, and we serve students who have grown up on the farm or grown up near a farm. And so we have a diversity of backgrounds, and what I see is I see students being able to help each other gain a greater understanding and appreciation for what agriculture is, that it's not just production agriculture, but there are jobs beyond that that contribute to the ag industry. And again, in connecting back to Teach Ag Day, you know, it's those teachers, those agricultural educators that are going to help open students' minds up to realize that agriculture is an industry that's huge, and it's not just the crops and livestock that are being produced.
It's interesting you mentioned how the students can help other students learn, because in an educational sense, most people typically think it's the teacher doing all the teaching or helping the students to learn.
In my classroom, I encourage a lot of discussion, and some of the early lessons we do are simply about respecting diversity and being open to hearing other people's opinions. And I do that because of the fact, especially, that we have a military population where students might be coming in and they might have had experiences in Japan or Germany or Alaska. And what they experience is something that contributes to the discussion on agriculture, things that they've seen in other countries or other states. And that's a perspective that as a teacher, even I'm not able to necessarily give, but I am able to try to harness their energy and help them collectively see how everyone has a chance to make a difference based on their perspective and what they're willing to share.
Now, National Teach Ag Day coming up. Is there any way you plan to celebrate?
I hope to celebrate the day. I will be in my classroom with my students, and I plan to have, we start each lesson with a little bit of a do now, which kind of kicks off the class. And so my initial plan for part of the day is to start the class off with their do now of, you know, based on what you've learned in class so far, if you could teach someone one thing about agriculture, what would it be today? And get their responses, but also we have a Twitter account for our school, and try to tweet some of those out in terms of what the students are saying they'd like to teach people.
Well, for the folks listening that would like to see those answers, I'm curious as well. Tell us what that Twitter handle is so we can look it up there on National Teach Ag Day.
That Twitter handle is at NBMiddleAg.
Well, Robin, we appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And now we're joined by Matt Eddy, who is the Ag Instructor and FFA Advisor at the Southeast Polk High School in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Matt, first off, tell us about Pleasant Hill. Where are you from?
Yeah, I teach agriculture education here at Southeast Polk High School. And Southeast Polk is located just outside of Des Moines, Iowa, right in the center part of the state. And we have, you know, pretty much it's a typical Iowa high school, but we have students that pretty much come from urban, suburban, rural, acreage settings. We're a pretty large chapter. We're 200-some members strong, and just a lot of great agricultural interest.
Now, I understand you've spent 15 years in ag education.
Yeah, this is my 16th year, and that kind of boggles my mind a little bit because I guess time flies when you're having fun, but it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
What got you motivated to get into ag education?
Well, you know, I think when I was in college, I went as a ag undeclared major. I knew I wanted to be in agriculture somewhere, but I really didn't know where. And the ag education degree really had the most options at the end of my college career. And so I kind of made that choice. And I always say, I kind of turn a phrase from the National Ag Teachers Creed that says, you know, a teacher by choice and not by chance. And I say that I got here by chance, but I've stayed by choice. And, you know, I just kind of got into ag teaching the first year or two. And I thought, I'll probably be here a couple of years and then I'll move on or, you know, move home or to farm or do something like that. And I've just, you know, kind of enjoyed it so much that I've stayed. And it really just gives me an opportunity to be an active learner. I really enjoy going to school. And learning new things and, you know, being in that educational kind of environment. And I enjoy helping people. And so it was really kind of a natural fit.
Well, at 16 years now, you've definitely passed that 2 or 3 year move on date then.
Yeah, you know, it really didn't turn out that way. And I just, you know, I kind of had a real renaissance there about year 6 or 7 when I got into teaching some of this new case curriculum and kind of rejuvenated my teaching style quite a bit. And that's really kind of helped me see the longevity that I could have here in the educational field.
Now, National Teach Ag Day is coming up a little bit later on this month. Can you tell us what National Teach Ag Day is?
Well, National Teach Ag Day is kind of designed to draw attention to the fact that we are, agriculture education is a great career option for students. It's, a great career field to get into. And the other piece to kind of draw attention to is that there is a real need for ag teachers right now. I think almost every state, but maybe 2 or 3, have a deficit of agricultural teachers. And so that means there's more positions open than what we have teachers to fill them. And, you know, agriculture has seen a real renaissance here in the last maybe 5 or 6 years with great commodity prices and, you know, a real boon in the agricultural sector. And ag education's kind of seen that as well. More students are looking at agriculture as a career. And so they're kind of getting interested in agricultural classes and learning more about what the career field has to offer them. And so vicariously, we need more ag teachers to kind of handle that demand.
Now, you're doing your part to try to help find more ag educators, and I understand you do that through social media.
Well, you know, I just try to, I've been active on social media for a while at AgEd4Me, and, you know, I don't know, it's been one of those things to try to get more people aware and, you know, maybe kind of show them what I do on a day-to-day basis and, you know, kind of show them the fun that we're having.
Where can folks find you online in terms of that social media work?
Oh, yeah. On Twitter, it's AgEd, the number 4, and then M-E. And then also the at Teach Ag and the National Teach Ag campaign also tweets there on that one. And also at NAAE, which is the National Association for Ag Educators, who kind of fosters the Teach Ag campaign and really, again, trying to find more qualified ag educators to find their way to the classroom.
Well, is there anything else you want folks out there to know about National Teach Ag Day? Or say if there is that undeclared ag major out there like you were, any advice for them?
No, other than, you know, I think it's a really great career to take a look at. There's a lot of benefits that maybe aren't readily obvious until you kind of get into it a little bit, and then you kind of find out, you know, this is a really great choice.
Matt, thanks for your time.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That's Matthew Eddy of the Southeastern Polk High School, Ag Instructor, FFA Advisor from Pleasant Hill, Iowa.